uses of dreaming a Nasser picture of Gaza. Simplicity was the midnight blue sea along the city's complexity. Then the simplicity became the city, reduced to childlike eternity. My dream about it said simplicity and complexity, then obsessively fixed on Nasser's Gaza view like a fever, a view showing stillness before murder, in simple and complex shadows there, as if demarcated in bondage forever. The blue, not sea, but a living artery, more blue than anything ever, to be more red than all else when it severs. Because of Oedipus dying without his eyes, Gaza has a long literary history, although the Greeks wrote justice and mercy. Because my father went blind painfully before I was born, I am often guilty at having sight, although indeed he enjoyed my describing all I could see. Sight in this last dream was trapped in situ. I once wrote a poem, Positional Asphyxia, about one Israeli-Lebanese massacre, comparing the situation to the way to die diagnosed in Threadbow victims, told my daughter to comfort her as a child that maybe one dead Lebanese little girl did not suffer so much because, trapped in the cinders, if she did not burn in initial agony, she could not move and her lungs could not try. I compared the political situation similarly to a paralysis in position. To my memory, it seems mild enough as a theory, but when the Heroes Congress anthology in Dublin asked to publish the poem later, there was some sort of conflict there, and one of them threatened to walk out bravely, so the poem was published in it after all. I was surprised at the time at the hysteria, but know now it was an accustomed strategy, which has a simplicity of paranoia, paranoia's repetitions forever, its paralysis and its power, its tapping into shrewd pornography. Is pornography simple or has it complexity, like a dream transfixed in numbing fever? Fever, of course, has a use in itself. I see the Nasser picture still has helpless beauty, the ocean's azures and the city's umbers, then waking blackness burns imprisoned eyes.